The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, now it's just something that is everywhere. If you don't have it, you're like, I don't even know how I could live.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
There was a time where, do you remember the first time someone told you what internet is? Now, if you're at least Joe and Steve's age, you remember that. Kelly, are you old enough to remember the first time someone said, hey, do you know what internet is?
I know. Yeah, I remember the exact moment. My dad was on the computer, and this was those, you know, vanilla colored desktops and the dark greenish colored screen that was always on, and he was printing something. And that was when the printer paper was all attached and had the little tearaways on the side.
Those were fun to tear.
Oh, I love to tear them. And then you make the accordion out of them as a kid. I used to just sit by the printer so I could pull those for him. I'm sure he loved that. And then I just play with the paper.
It's like Lincoln reading by the fireside.
Yeah.
Boy. And he was kind of behind the eight ball for computers even then, honestly.
Yeah, like, right.
He still was using a green screen in the early 90s.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure I could be misremembering.
Army, Major Cheese.
Yeah, but I do remember asking him what he was printing, and he said emails. And I was like, what is that? And he started talking about it was a, you know, really quick way to be able to send a message to somebody. And I thought, I don't care. I'm going to go beat seven some more.
I was in a college class with a professor that we always joked might have been kind of senile. Like people in our, it was my minor, but people in that department were always like, oh, yeah, he's kind of.
He's out of his
kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And he, I'm sure he wasn't senile, but he was just kind of goofy. And so the class was a broadcast sales class. And all of a sudden he starts talking about, he said something like, yeah, well, I learned about that when I was surfing the internet on Yahoo. And everybody's like, I knew it. He's bonkers.
Yeah, he's lost
his mind
right now.
Because all of those words were crazy. And so somebody's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you've never heard of surfing the web? And we're like, you think you're Spider-Man? What's happening here?
Straight jacket.
Yeah, right. Well, this is about that same era. This is a video that somebody made way back when that said, are you ready for the internet?
It's the, I think, the, like BBC.
From the BBC,
yeah, they got us ready.
Imagine a world where every word ever written, every picture ever painted, and every film ever shot could be viewed instantly in your home via an information superhighway, a high-capacity digital communications network.
Funny, you forget that they used to refer to it as the information superhighway.
Yeah.
My God.
And their set, by the way, is what we assumed the future would look like.
They're all of Kelly's
computers everywhere.
Computers.
Yeah.
That is exactly what the computer looked like, for sure.
It couldn't be more like late 80s type of style.
Yeah.
Every racist gaslighting statement you make will be sent out on the superhighway of information to the world, convincing fools that yours is the only way.
What that would mean is you could transform your home into a mammoth interactive entertainment center with the odd stock exchange and shopping center thrown in.
Oh, wait till you see the shopping center we're going to in a second. This is the one that Hot Wings flew to Florida to give his money away on.
It's pretty great.
Go shopthemalls.com.
I love how innocent they are. In reality, it's you can look at your phone and masturbate for hours upon hours on end.
One day, people will use digital technology to put the Queen's head on pornography.
It sounds pretty grand, but it all comes down to computers communicating. And in fact, that's already happening on something called the internet, that anyone in the world with a computer and a modem to connect it to a telephone line can subscribe to. There are over 20 million people connected up.
Wow.
And one person in particular I know is connected is the American president, Bill Clinton. And I know that because...
Get my porno.
He wears boxers.
Because I used this computer to write to him today, and I've already got a reply from the White House.
It's his D.
Send me some underwear.
It's definitely his D.
How old are you?
But it's in X's in the shape of it, because he couldn't. Yeah. There's no JPEG yet.
Right. Thank you for writing to President Clinton via electronic mail. The president is committed to integrating this dynamic medium into the White House. And it goes on to
right
give
now,
some...
Right now, he's integrating a cigar into Monica Lewinsky.
He wants to know what you call a penis in England.
This text. Viewed instantly, what she means is 2.5 hours of download time if the phone doesn't ring.
Yep. Or it's someone doesn't pick it up.
God, that was always so sad.
If I wanted to use the internet, but my sister was on it in a different room, I'd just pick up the phone and wait for it to disconnect and get on real quick.
Hard to believe you guys ever didn't get along.
I know. You're screaming from upstairs.
Would have done the same thing.
Screaming.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing it. You did. Yes, you did.
And it goes on to give some details of his government's policy to encourage the building of information superhighways.
Oh,
really got
wow.
bogged down in America's details, didn't
you? Yeah, just wait. She kind of throws stones at British government here.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I can't electronically mail our Prime Minister, John Major, because he hasn't got a modem.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find out what his government's government's policy on information superhighways is, because it hasn't got one.
Oh.
At least nothing beyond the usual thing of leaving it to market forces. But you can do more than just send messages on the internet.
I don't know what that meant, but I feel like it was a shot at their government.
It was, I think.
Well, we did have all of the computer manufacturers at the time.
Yeah.
They didn't have squat.
Suck it, Britain.
Yeah. We have HP. We have Apple. We have Gateway. You got nothing.
Oh, Gateway, the cow computer company.
Yeah. Came in a cow box.
Yeah.
Messages on the internet. There's loads of useful information in here. You can get news, recipes, and I found this satellite weather map in there.
Wow.
That must tell you a lot about nothing.
Wow.
it's literally just a satellite.
You don't
image.
Even know when it's from. It could be next year.
I don't know what it's looking at.
Hey, what's the weather going to be like today? Well, if there's a cloud over
Hawaii?
Montreal.
Yeah.
It looks like it's pretty clear 8 miles above Earth, though.
Oh, man, and not even in color.
And there are interactive services as well. This is a shopping center. And here it says it's just off the information superhighway.
Okay. So this is the way websites looked in 1994, like 2 hyperlinks.
Wow.
And lots of words, terrible graphics.
Yep. The Branch Mall.
Welcome to the Branch Mall. Exit 1 just off the information superhighway.
Wow.
It's so address. Funny. And inside... There's a flower shop, and it shows me the picture of the flowers I can order and tells me how much they cost.
There are as many as one bouquet you can see that you can choose from.
And you still have to get cash and then walk to the store.
Right?
Cost. Then all I have to do is tap in the address I want them to go to, and, of course, I have to give them my credit card details to pay. And there's even some stuff about us in here. Let me just find that for you, because we've... just put some details on the internet.
Woman fits sausage in mouth.
I don't
want you to see that one, then.
About tonight's program and some pictures as well. It's all good fun, but what limits the potential?
When is the fun happening?
it's mostly you being boring.
Look at that.
There's a picture of John on the computer.
He made a funny joke about these bones.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you it.
That it's relatively slow. You can't play a video down this. And in fact, most of that stuff we've had to receive in advance. That's because copper telephone lines are really designed for people to talk down, not for computers.
Our government's not doing anything about that either.
Let me email my friend Bill Clinton.
But with an information superhighway built with high-capacity fiber-optic cables...
Was this really just an ad from big fiber-optic cable?
Right.
I think this is just a way to tell Britain that they suck.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
Not limited to shifting around text and the odd picture, you can send high-quality sound and video as well. So, when are we going to get all this, then? At the moment, regulations restrict what services can be offered by phone companies, cable television operators, and so on. But in America, for any company who's prepared to invest in an information superhighway...
They've got no regulations for anything! It's crazy!
The streets are paved with porno!
There's so many fiber optics! You can see your favorite comedian bloated and dead!
Every home is reached out to by a Nigerian king!
They have rock bands with babies and their penises on the cover.
An information superhighway. There's a new law, which means they can transmit anything they like on it. Video, music, telephones, data, the lot. As long as they let other people provide services on it too. But it's not just a license to print money. The companies will also be compelled to connect every classroom and library free of charge. So society stands to benefit as well.
Boo. We don't want society to benefit.
No.
Classrooms, libraries, that's boring.
As soon as the libraries had internet, that's when we started getting all those complaints from street urchins and losers.
Mm-hmm. I just want to get hard talking to a man who says he's a little girl in Iowa. I want to hear Daffy Duck oral. Dude, that's one of the first things on AOL that someone was like, hey, you want a duck job? What's a duck job?
You got blown.
Just an audio file of someone doing Daffy Duck. Wait, it was Donald Duck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. But he was
You can.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
You can do anything you want, Joe.
Yeah. If you can
do
it again,
do it.
Do it, Donnie.
No, I did.
Donnie.
I misremembered. It was actually Pee Wee Herman.
Well, that's believable.
it was totally real.
Oh, one more try on Donald Duck, reaching climax. Sounded like Pee Wee was choking him out.
Does.
Well, we learned a lot about the internet.
Oh boy, really.
I think it's here to stay.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.